All right, let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you had 24 hours a day, 7 days a week access to your pastor? You never had to worry about if he's going to pick up the phone. You could call him any day of the week, even on Sundays, no matter what time of day it is. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's always going to pick up the phone. He's always going to answer the phone. You're going to hear his voice. He'll even pray with you. He'll even give you counsel and advice. But here's the caveat. It's not really him. It's artificial intelligence using your pastor's voice, using his mannerisms, his attributes, his funny jokes, his one-liners, and even quotes scripture. Would this be something that you would embrace? Or is this something that you would run from? Because I'm asking this question today because it's here now. We're facing this. We've warned about this. We've talked about this is the new face of the church in 2024 and beyond. We're going to cover this today. Also, we're also going to talk about how this is changing the landscape of our education system. Here's another question. How would you feel if your children were in a classroom in their school being taught not by humans, but by artificial intelligence? Why I'm asking you this is because it's here. It has now become reality. And then we'll take it a step further. I'm going to show you a new report today indicating that schools are now employing AI-powered software to accuse teenagers of wanting to harm themselves, and this AI technology alerts police officers to be sent to the homes and the parents, the guardians of those students. Wow. This is the reality that we're facing in our lifetime right now. So today on this special Saturday broadcast of End Time Headlines, we're going to cover all this, so buckle up and get ready. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. It is Saturday, December the 21st. That means we are 4 days away from Christmas Day, and we're less than 2 weeks away until we kick off. We enter into, on the Gregorian calendar, 2025, if you can believe it. And it's already gotten weird. It's weird in 2024. Who knows what's going to happen the next 10 days? The next 11 days with all the drones, and it's weird, and it almost feels like 2020 all over again. It's kind of get that feeling again, that weird uncertainty, anxiety. You don't know what's going on. It's like there's something going on, but you can't put your finger on it. And we're told this and told that and told this and told that. So hope everybody's having a great weekend. Listen, do me a favor before we really get into this thing today. Hit that like button. And they're on YouTube, Rumble. This is going to help us push this out and get eyes on it. Take it a step further. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that bell notification. This is going to be beneficial to you and me and our ministry because it'll keep us connected and that you won't miss any headline or any podcast here on the social media platforms. Now, you could take it a step further. The best thing you could do is, if you've not gotten our free app, just go to your app store. Go to Apple, Android. Again, depending on your device, what you have, go type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH logo. Download our free app. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away. You won't miss a single thing. Every headline, every podcast, everything is going to be right at your fingertips. So I know most of you guys came here today because you probably saw our thumbnail and you probably saw the headline and you want to hear about this mega church pastor and this and this AI. And we're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, we're going to kick this off and we're talking about the education system. Now, again, we've known this, guys. We know. And again, if you don't know this, please get out from under the rock that you've been hiding under. I know it's comfortable. I know your head buried in the sand like an ostrich is comfortable. But it's time to get your head out of the sand. It's time to come out from under the rock that you've been hiding under and face the reality that is facing us, facing our children, facing society. We are headlong into AI. It's not going anywhere. It's not going away. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. You can't avoid it. It's everywhere and it's integrated in everything. And it's one of the industries that it's going to impact. One of the sectors that it's going to impact greatly is the education industry. Not so much my children. Unless, listen, if you can homeschool, you're one step ahead. You're one step ahead of propaganda. You've already beaten the woke agenda. You have gotten away from all kinds of snares and traps and all kinds of nonsense. And kudos for you. That's great. Listen, we're blessed to have that opportunity. But the reality is the majority that are probably watching or listening to this don't have that luxury. You're like most of us. We have two working parents in the home. Most children don't have the luxury of having one parent that works and a parent that stays home and doesn't work. That's just not the reality in 2024. So the reality is most individuals that'll be watching, listening to this podcast, your children are likely in a public school system. And if that's the case, you need to be aware of where we're going and what is facing us. All right, let me give you this headline. I'm gonna pull it up here. Arizona schools curriculum will be taught by artificial intelligence. There will be no teachers. That's right, no teachers. Well, of course, that's great because you don't have to. That's less money you got to pay out to teachers. You don't have to worry about them going on strike. You don't have to worry about unions. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. Again, that's one of the things that they're going to push for this. We told you all of these things, guys, that are nightmares and are setting the scenario for the beast system, whether it be the image of the beast, the mark of the beast, whatever, all of these things will be sold to a society with a bill of goods that will entice them to embrace it. Well, it gives me security. It gives me peace of mind. It gives me ease. It gives me comfort. It gives me all of these things. And that's what's going to sell this bill of goods. So no wonder all of these industries are embracing artificial intelligence because it shaves off a lot of the money that they have to fork out. So they pay more up front for this highly sophisticated technology. And in the long run, it's going to save them, quote unquote, hardship and headache and the financial means. It's more money in their pocket. But at what cost? That's the question. At what cost? Let me pull this article up. Remember that one teacher who made going to school fun and inspired you to pursue your passions? Students at a new charter school in Arizona won't. They'll never have this luxury because they don't get to have teachers. Instead, the 2 hours of academic instruction they receive every day, yes, just 2 hours, will be directed entirely by artificial intelligence. By a 4-3 margin, the Arizona State Board for Charter School on Monday approved an application from Unbound Academy to open a fully online school serving grades 4 through 8. Unbound already operates a private school that uses its AI-dependent two-hour learning model in Texas. Did you know this? If you're in Texas, this is there. And is currently applying to open similar schools in Arkansas and Utah. So it's expanding. Under the two-hour learning model, students spend just 2 hours a day using personalized learning programs from companies like IXL and Khan Academy. As students work through lessons on subjects like math, reading, and science, the AI system will analyze the responses, time spent on tasks, and even emotional cues to optimize the difficulty and presentation of content. According to Unbound's charter school application in Arizona, this ensures that each student is consistently challenged at their optimal level, preventing boredom or frustration. See, again, sounds great, don't it? Spending less time on traditional curriculum frees up the rest of students' days for, quote, life skill workshops that cover financial literacy, public speaking, goal setting, entrepreneurship, critical thinking, and creative problem solving, according to the Arizona application. Teachers are replaced by guides who lead these workshops. The student handbook for Alpha School, the charter school's Unbound founders operate in Texas, claims that its students learn twice as much as standard school students while only spending 2 hours per day on academics. I'm telling you, this is going to sell, guys. And give me just a second, because I know some of y'all is like, well, I don't see the problem with this. So we read on and it just gives you a little bit more detail about the financial aspect of this. But again, guys, I don't know if this is a good idea, because again, the further we push people away from socialization, did we not learn anything from the 2020 pandemic? This was not healthy for people to be isolated from interaction with human beings. Remember, even in the beginning, God said it is not good for man to be alone, but we're replacing human-to-human interaction with human-to-artificial intelligence, technology, robots. Again, maybe I'm out of touch on this, and maybe I'm just reading too much into this, and maybe I'm just too hypersensitive about this. But I find this sad. Number one, think about all the teachers out there. Do we have any teachers in the chat? Let me know if you're a teacher. If you're a teacher on any level, elementary, preschool, middle school, high school, whatever the case would be. If you're a teacher, your job is at jeopardy. The clock is ticking on your job. If you're in the healthcare industry, the clock is ticking on your profession. You're going to be replaced. You're already being replaced. Blue collar workers replaced. I'm telling you, Elon Musk, all of these guys have warned that the workforce as we know it is going to be completely revolutionized in the next 5 to 10 years. And these traditional jobs that we've all grown up to know and embraced, and maybe these are what we have our skills in and what we've acquired in our degrees and our vocations in, these things are going to be obsolete. And one of these guys is now on the administration of this next current presidential administration. Elon Musk is the forerunner of this stuff. And he wants one of these AI bots in your home, always around you, your children, your family, your husband, your wife. They're doing everything for you. They're, again, and I'm telling you, there's going to be, the selling points are there. It's going to be enticing. I get it. But this is alarming to me. It just doesn't sit right with me. I don't like the direction that we're going. Listen, if there's anybody in the chat that can hang with me, that can relate to me, that has the same sentiment as me and says, yeah, I don't like where we're going. Listen, let me pull up another article here. This is from The Bite. I want to show you this. Schools using AI to send police to students' homes. Quote, it was one of the worst experiences of her life. What in the world are we talking about here? All right, schools are employing dubious AI-powered software to accuse teenagers of wanting to harm themselves and sending the police to their homes as a result. Who is sending the police to the homes? This AI-powered software. With often chaotic and traumatic results. Let's read this. As the New York Times reported, software being installed on high school students' school-issued devices. Listen to that. Software being installed on high school students' school-issued devices track every word they type. An algorithm then analyzes the language for evidence of teenagers wanting to inflict harm on themselves. Unsurprisingly, the software can get it wrong by woefully misinterpreting what students are actually trying to say. Well, imagine that. A 17-year-old in Missouri, for instance, was woken up by the police in the middle of the night. As it turns out, a poem that she had written years ago triggered the alarms of a software called Go Guardian Beacon, which its maker describes as, quote, to safeguard students from physical harm. Sorry, guys, I paused there because I was thinking something for a second. Let me pull this away. I just had a thought. Now, I'm sure this is, as soon as I say this, they've already got this out there. But think about all the school shootings. And again, if we're going to use this for good, wouldn't this same software be good to use to alert officers of individuals who are plotting and planning school shootings? Because why is it that we always see the shooting take place and then following the shooting is the manifesto that was revealed? Stop, time out. Is anyone like me and say, wait a minute? Let me elaborate. You discover that the perpetrator has had an online manifesto for months and years, has been planning, plotting, strategizing, watching videos, drooling over other incidences and conspiring this whole manifesto. And it's been out there. The FBI has seen it. All the authorities have seen it. And I'm going to tell you why I can say that, because every time there's a school shooting, what do they get up and say on the mainstream media, on the news outlets? They always say, authorities have been closely monitoring that individual or this individual. Research it. You'll find that's what you discover. So how is it that we can't use this kind of technology as soon as the manifesto is starting to generate? Why isn't police being sent or alerted to the homes of those individuals? If that were the case, how many of these school shootings would have been prevented? It makes you wonder, don't it? And don't get me started on that. I can go on a whole rabbit trail and talk about the nefarious propaganda and agenda behind some of this stuff. I can get into real deep stuff. I'm talking about MK Ultra stuff, and we ain't going to go there with that because we'll definitely not be able to keep this broadcast up on here. Let me go back to this article. Internet safety software employed by educational tech companies took off during the pandemic or the want-want shutdowns, leading to widespread surveillance of students in their homes. Many of these systems are designed to flag keywords or phrases to figure out if a teen is planning to hurt themselves. Again, why can't we have the same software to be used for teens planning to hurt others? Unbelievable, isn't it? But as the New York Times reports, quote, we have no idea if they're at all effective or accurate. Wow, shouldn't you figure that out before you put this, before you give the green light for this to be used? I mean, we don't even test this stuff. We just throw it out there. Besides false alarms, schools have reported that the systems have allowed them to intervene in time before they're at imminent risk, at least some of the time. However, the software remains highly invasive and could represent a massive intrusion of privacy. You think? Civil rights groups have criticized the tech, arguing that in most cases, law enforcement should not be involved, according to the New York Times. In short, is this really the best weapon against teen self-harm, which have emerged as the second leading cause of death among individuals ages 24 in the U.S. Or, excuse me, from ages 5 to 24 in the U.S. 5? Can you believe that 5-year-olds are taking their own lives? This is horrible. There are a lot of false alerts, Ryan West, chief of the police department in charge of the school of the 17-year-old, told the New York Times. But if we can save one kid, it's worth a lot of false alerts. Others, however, tend to disagree with the assessment. Given the total lack of information on outcomes, it's not really possible for me to evaluate the system's usage. Baltimore City Councilman Ryan Dorsey, who has criticized these systems in the past, told the newspaper, quote, "I think it's terribly misguided to send police, especially knowing what I know and believe of school police in general, to children's homes." So, guys, again, this is where we're at. We did a report on this a couple weeks ago. Where was it in Arizona? You've got parents that no longer trust human drivers to take their children to school, so they're using self-driving vehicles. They're putting their children in these vehicles and putting their lives at risk in the hands of these self-driven vehicles. Is this really where we're at today, ladies and gentlemen? Now we're going to shift gears right here. We know the world is going to embrace this. Society is going to embrace this because the Bible says that the whole world is under the sway of the wicked one. Let me say that again. Do you know the Bible says that? Let me pull up his scripture right here. This is 1 John 5:19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world, look at this, lies under the sway of the wicked one. The whole world. So if you're not born again, and the eyes of your understanding have not been open, then according to what in Paul's writing, he said this in one of his letters. He said that you are walking and you're operating under the course of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works through the children of disobedience. And the only way that you're freed from that is through the blood of Jesus, through salvation in Christ Jesus. So again, having said that, if the majority of the world is under the sway of the wicked one, then that tells me, and it should tell you, that the majority of the world is, one, is subject to deception, and number two, they are also apt to embrace all of these technologies because they don't see the danger behind it. Now, they may see some ethical dangers. They may see, you know, they may say, you know, they may be old school like you and I and say, well, I don't like all this robots and artificial intelligence and I like human interaction. And I get that. The older folks are going to believe that. But I'm telling you, the younger folks ain't going to believe that. The younger folks ain't going to understand that. The younger generation are going to embrace this. And now I do believe that we are, and we're going to share more about this later on, but not today, but I believe there is a shift happening. I believe people are waking up. Even the younger folks are waking up. I believe that there may be a pinhole that's been poked through the clouds. And we could, and if this thing gets momentum, we could see a third great awakening. Now, how can I make such a claim? And again, I don't want to get into details about this, but Bible sales are at an all-time high right now. That hasn't happened in over a century because people are searching and they're looking for answers. And that's a good thing. And if we, as a body of Christ, can capitalize on this, I'm telling you, this is the greatest. This can be the greatest harvest opportunity we've had in decades, if not centuries, if not since the Second Great Awakening. Okay, so now we know and we expect these types of technology to capture the hearts and the minds of the world, because again, they're under the sway of the wicked one. But what about the church? Is this stuff going to infiltrate the church? Is it? Folks, it already has. Let me talk to you for a second. AI is influencing churches around the world. They're shaping how we engage in congregations, how they deliver messages, and even interpretation of theological principles are all being manipulated by AI. For example, AI is helping churches tailor messages and recommendations to individual congregants based on their own interest, attendance patterns, and spiritual needs. You know what that reminds me of? Let me say that again, because I don't think this set in with you real quick. AI is giving the churches and their pastors the ability to tailor fit messages and recommendations to individual congregants based on their own personal interest, attendance patterns, and spiritual needs. You know what this reminds me of? I'm going to show you exactly what this reminds me of. Here's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let me read this. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside into fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. Look at that. Paul said the time would come in the last days wherein which church folks, born again professing Christians, will no longer be able to stomach. They will not be able to endure or digest sound doctrine. Blah, I don't want to hear that. I can't stomach that. But instead, according to their own desires, because they want their ears tickled, they will gather to themselves teachers, and they'll shut off their ears from the truth, and they'll turn to fables. They'll turn to things that are enticing, that are entertaining, and that fulfill the desires of their flesh and their lust. And they will reject any doctrine that brings correction, righteousness, sanctification, and holiness and conviction. And what better opportunity than ever than now with artificial intelligence that has the ability to tailor fit messages based on the congregation's interest. Let me give you the translation. And you've heard me preach this, you guys that have been longtime partners of us. It's simply called supply and demand. Churches will supply the people with what they demand. They want their ears tickled. The pastor will capitulate and he will give them ear tickling sermons. And then he'll get so lazy because he don't want to spend time in prayer. He don't want to spend time fasting. He don't want to spend time in the Word of God. He will just go to ChatGPT and he'll type in what suggestions should I preach on? And then ChatGPT gives him pulls up some suggestions. One catches his eye. He puts it in. Write me a sermon based on this subject, and ChatGPT writes him a whole sermon. So now he gets up and he preaches everything that AI gave him. Not God, not the Holy Spirit, not the Word of God, but AI. But guys, that's just the tip of the iceberg, because we're getting ready to show you it's going deeper than that. AI chatbots now provide 24/7 interaction, answering questions about faith, church events, or resources like Bible passages. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now. All right, this is from the Christian Post. Mega church pastor, by the way, this is Ron Carpenter. He pastors a 21,000 member church called Redemption Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and San Jose, California. According to this report, he has just previewed an app that offers AI-led prayer and spiritual counseling for a fee. And you go down here, and it tells you that it is $49 a month plan that gives you access to unlimited calls and messages with the AI pastor, not Ron Carpenter. The AI avatar of him. It's not him. It's a fake. It's not real. It's synthetic. Wow, guys. Let's read this. Has a megachurch pastor already pulled the plug on an app that features an AI version for himself offering prayer for a monthly fee? Ron Carpenter Jr., pastor of 21,000 member Redemption Church with campuses across, again, in Greensville, South Carolina and San Jose, California, has rolled out his own Ron Carpenter Ministries Advanced Archive app. Okay, here is the app. Let me pull this up so you can see this. Again, you can go to your Google Play Store. This is where I'm at. You can click right here and install, and here's some screenshots of this. Here is a screenshot. Hi, I'm Ron Carpenter. How can I help? And it's not him. But it'll speak to you. What is the new text message number that I should save in my phone to reach out to you, Ron Carpenter, about ministries and the upcoming encounter event? And then it talks to him. What is the greatest thing you believe we can get? These are examples of questions you can ask the pastor. And here it is. It's even got his face, his profile. It's got his name. You could start a call. You can click on there and you can talk to the AI Ron Carpenter. The app, last updated in the Google Play Store on October 22nd, promises to, quote, transcend traditional time and access barriers by enabling one-on-one personalized interactions not possible before now. The app had 10 plus downloads on Google Play and one rating on the Apple App Store as of Wednesday. It is billed as a, quote, unique place where people from every background, race, and walk of life can come together in a place of community and purpose, and offers users prayer, AI, praying to them, praying for them, and spiritual guidance from an AI version of the 54-year-old Carpenter. Okay, now let's watch this video demonstration. I got this pulled up. All right, so now we're going to see a live video demonstration from Ron Carpenter himself previewing or introducing his app. Let's check it out.
Okay, I'd love to have my own personal pastor, so I hit the Ron Carpenter Ministries archive, and I call Pastor Ron. And after I call Pastor Ron, let's say, you know what? Let's say I'm not feeling good
Pastor
in my body.
Carpenter, how can I help?
Pastor Ron, I'm not feeling well today. Could you pray for me?
Hey there. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well. Let's take a moment to pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you know us and hear us. Right now, I lift up my friend to you. I ask for your healing touch to be upon him.
You'll know more about it. You have to wait. We'll tell you later.
Wow. Unbelievable. Again, all that is AI. I'd love to hear your thoughts, guys. Hit me up in the chat. Hit us in the comments. Is this not weird? Is anybody else like just creeped out about this? Does it make you sick to your stomach? This is where we're going. This is the direction of the church. This app is powered by Innovatix AI. The app also requires, now listen to this. The app requires users to sign up for a $49 a month monthly plan to access unlimited calls and messages with the AI pastor. So not only is this a synthetic version of Ron Carpenter, not only is it impersonal, not only is it just, in my opinion, just unethical, just crazy and weird and creepy. But now we just put the icing on the cake. Now you have to pay. Who's going to pay this? And don't answer that, because people will. Because it's not even officially, from what I understand, it's not gone fully live yet. $49 a month, almost $50 a month. Somebody out there is going to buy this. Because whatever reason, oh, I can get close to Pastor Ron. I can hear his voice. Listen, he's praying for his family. He's praying for us, and they're going to pay this. This is just crazy, guys. Carpenter's personal website also features an apparent link to the Advanced Archive app, which appeared broken as of Wednesday afternoon. The site does not reference the Advanced Archive app anywhere else. So let's go up here and look at his website. We're going to see if we can find the app. I'm not seeing anything come up. Maybe it's under about. Don't see it there. Going over here, look, maybe it's under this. Well, it looks like I don't know if they've taken it down or I just can't find it on the website. I'm not seeing it when I scroll down in any of these locations up here. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes here. So anyway, the Christian Post reached out to Carpenter for comment. This story will be updated if a response is received. The mainstreaming of AI has already changed how some pastors approach their sermons, with some churches opting to try ChatGPT and other large language models to generate their messages for Sunday mornings. What did I tell you? Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Ohio Hills has... Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, has warned against the rise of AI among churches. Thank God for the remnant pastors out there, saying that the level of deception in church is set to rise exponentially in the coming years as technology rapidly advances. Amen. Absolutely agree with him. Quote, I don't say this to scare you. I say this to prepare you. Hibbs said, in October of 2023, there is a level of deception coming both in and out of the church that is going to rock the world. I agree 100%. It has to. God promised it would come. It would be an indicator of the last day. Spot on. Hibbs warned, when it comes to AI, we are now starting to see things come to pass where you don't know if what you're looking at is true or not. So true, guys. Absolutely spot on. You can't even tell anymore if that person's voice is assigned to the actual individual. Is that really Billy Graham's voice? Or is that really the actor's voice? Or is that the singer's voice? Or is that artificial intelligence? How about the drones? I don't believe all of them are real. I know, for a matter of fact, I know they're not. I'm seeing people sharing AI-generated images, holograms, all kinds of stuff. And it's not written. And this is terrifying, guys. Terrifying. The level of deception is unbelievable. Quote, how are you going to know truth from error? Stressing the need for discernment among believers, Hibbs implored his congregation to more than ever to read the Bible. Yes. Amen. Now listen to this, though. Here's what's terrifying is they've been messing with the Bible. They're changing it. They're rewording it. They're making all these new translations. China's completely rewritten the Bible. They've taken out references to Jesus and they've added communism. And here in America, what's going to happen when they create an AI Bible? You know it's coming, guys. You know it's coming.
If you could change one thing in the world by magic today, what would it be?
I would change human understanding of themselves to place more emphasis on our shared biological reality and less on all the kind of fictional stories that we create with our minds. If we could just let go of these stories for a little while, and again, go back to the level of the body, we would realize that we are all the same. We all of us share the same biology, irrespective of our ideology and religion and whatever. And if we remember that,
yeah,
and let go a little of our ideological and religious fantasies, that's the basis to create a better world for everybody.
And there's the answer for the human dilemma. Get rid of the Bible and its teachings, and you solve the problem.
So the Christian fantasy became to completely disconnect from the body. And this remained a fantasy for thousands of years.
He can't get away from his hatred of the Bible, and there's good reason for this.
As you mentioned, I met my husband online more than 20 years ago, growing up in a small town in Israel, which was very homophobic society at the time. Mm. Just meeting other people, just meeting guys for dating was very difficult.
What's the most important learning of your life?
Meditation, to observe myself.
We know it's coming. And I'm just going to throw this out there, speculating. I would not doubt if this AI Bible that's coming will be catered to the individual based on their lifestyle. Because we are, guys, think about it. Think about how soft and weak the church is today. They can't take real preaching. They can't take conviction. They can't take any preaching on sin. Nothing on holiness, nothing on righteousness, nothing on sanctification, none of these things. So they're weak and they're anemic. They can't take that kind of preaching. So all these individuals who would turn their ears from truth and sound doctrine and that want their ears tickled, they will be the first ones in line to grab that AI Bible. And what they'll do is it's just a hypothesis. They'll download the Bible. And then it'll ask them a series of questions. What is your faith? Do you believe homosexuality is a sin? Do you believe adultery is a sin? Do you believe you're born homosexual? Do you believe that marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman? It's going to ask these questions. And then based on the individual's response, when they type in these questions, the Bible will then say, wait a few moments while we generate your Bible. And then it'll go through the process, and then it will tailor fashion a Bible, 66 books, but it will not be the original Word of God. It will be so watered down. They'll take references out to everything based on that individual. If they, for example, let's just give one example. If they are a self-proclaimed Christian that practices homosexuality, and they answer that question that's asked to them, that Bible that will be generated for them will take out all references to homosexuality being a sin that will send them to hell. Oh, come on. You know I'm telling the truth here. You can see it. Can you see this happening? Let me know in the chat. Say yes if you could see this happening. Hit no if you don't. I see it happening. I absolutely see this happening. And then they have their own Bible. Because this is not the new, guys. I can take you to the Old Testament, and the Bible says in those days there was no judges. There was no judge over them. And every man did what was right in his own sight. Proverbs says, every way seems right unto man. But in the end, it's a path to death. And this, I'm telling you, this is terrifying where we're going, guys. So again, as always, guys, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your comments. And this is something we need to be on the front lines. We need to be praying for. We need to stay in the Word of God. If you have a Bible that is, again, I'm not a King James only guy, but my goodness, I'll take the King James any day over any of this nonsense and these new translations that are coming out that are not even translations. Don't get me started. We've done a whole podcast on that, but that's just another drop in the bucket in the big picture of deception that the church is being bombarded with in our lifetime. So listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. We'd appreciate if you bookmark our website. Again, pick up our free app. We don't charge. It's free. It's available on Apple and Android. Pick it up today. Hit yes to push notifications. And as always, guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, informs you, if you find value in its content, we always want to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically right there through the app, through the website. There's different ways you can do that. Or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, stick around for a moment because let's talk about next week. All right. So we know that Christmas Day is on Wednesday. So Christmas Eve is going to be on Tuesday. So what we're going to do, we're going to come on Monday. We're going to do a podcast on Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Then we're going to come back on Monday night and we're going to do our Monday night prayer. This will be 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And by the way, if you're listening by podcast, you're watching by Rumble, you're watching by Facebook, watching by Instagram, watching by Twitter, watching by any of these other platforms, you need to come over to YouTube. You need to subscribe so you can come and join us for these live sessions on prayer, on these prayer nights. And these are not just prayer, guys. These are devotionals. We take about 20 minutes and do a devotional, equipping message, and then we pray into that, and then we pray things that we feel that we need to pray about. So this Monday night, we'll pray for every one of you and pray for safe travels as you're traveling to your significant others and your families, your friends, and wherever you're doing for the holidays. And if you're traveling by air or by byways, highways, roadways, railways, or every way that you're traveling, we're going to pray for that. And other things that we feel like we need to pray about. So we're going to do that Monday. We'll be here. We'll come back on Tuesday, which is Christmas Eve. We'll broadcast Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Okay, that'll be on Tuesday. Then on Christmas Day, there'll be no broadcast. That way you can spend time with your family. I'll be spending time with my family. Everybody will be doing their thing. So Wednesday will be no broadcast. And then on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to air our podcast that we did with Bishop Larry Ragland on The Big Picture. I came on his program and we did an hour segment, and we're going to air that here on ETH, and he's going to air it over there on The Big Picture. So that's going to come on Thursday night. So we'll probably have something on Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern as well. So 2 p.m. Eastern, we'll have a segment. And then Thursday night, we'll have a segment. Okay, so you'll have a double header on Thursday. And then, Lord willing, we'll come back on Friday and we'll have a 2 p.m. Eastern or an 8 p.m. Eastern segment as well. So we got a lot lined up for next week. It's going to be great. And you guys are going to love the program we did with Bishop Larry Ragland as well. So be looking for that again. That's going to be on Thursday night next week as well. So listen, we love you guys. Have a great weekend. Be safe. If you're already traveling, I pray the Lord's traveling mercies be with you. May his angels watch over you. May he bless you and highly favor you until we see you on the next one. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.